Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Down the block on a beach under a tree.
West Side Story is coming to Broadway with a gritty bilingual makeover. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and in the next 60 minutes, Broadway gets its groove back, and folk rap alchemist Tim Fight performs live. With updated choreography and Spanish language lyrics, the Broadway revival of West Side Story may be the most realistic version that audiences have seen in decades. At least initially, the creative risks seem to be paying off. In the first 2 weeks of previews, the production has grossed more than $1 million a week, making it the second highest grossing show ever, behind only the longtime blockbuster Wicked. And this is giving some Broadway watchers a funny feeling of optimism. Joining us with his insight is Patrick Healy, theater reporter at the New York Times. Pat, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you write that the success so far of this West Side Story revival is a clear signal that, quote, audiences have not given up on the theater at this point in the downturn, and producers haven't either, unquote. So are you optimistic? Is there cause for hope on the Great White Way?
I think there's cause for optimism about the rest of this season, certainly. I mean, you've had a record number of shows compared to recent years that are opening. Broadway's on track to have 43 productions open this season. You know, by comparison, there were only 36 the previous season. And you got to remember, back in early January, you were having this spate of shows closing. You had Hairspray, long-running musical closing. You had Gypsy closing earlier than expected, in spite of all the Tonys that it won. So you had sort of house after house on the Great White Way going dark, and there was a lot of questions about whether investors, you know, would still stick by shows. And at least right now for this season, it appears like everything is sort of going on schedule. The questions now are about next season.
Well, and that's sort of where I was going to go next is, you know, how can, I mean, $1 million a week for West Side Story when it's still in previews, can they even in the relatively short term sustain that kind of box office gross?
You know, it's a good question. You have so many shows opening right now this month through the end of April, which is the cutoff for Tony Award consideration. There's going to be a lot of competition for audiences that aren't necessarily growing in numbers. You know, it's not tough to say, you know what, do we want to spend $240 on a show tonight for a pair of tickets? Well, no, let's hold off in this economy. So there's a real question about, you know, will West Side Story get the big reviews from, you know, newspapers, television, radio, you know, that will help, you know, spread word of mouth and increase ticket sales. And one thing is you're seeing a lot of straight plays opening this spring as opposed to musicals. Mm-hmm. You know, with musicals, we have basically Guys and Dolls, West Side Story, Hair, and 9 to 5. So, you know, for some folks who want kind of a, you know, gold standard musical, quite well known, you know, potentially with big reviews coming, you know, that might be West Side Story.
Now, there are 18 other shows opening this spring.
I mean, right.
Any other potential Tony winners there?
Boy, it's hard to say right now. The kind of the gaming for the Tony nominations, you know, is only just beginning right now. So, you know, I think we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think a lot of people are curious about what the reviews are going to be like for God of Carnage, which is the James Gandolfini, you know, Tony Soprano show by the playwright who did Art that was a hit several years ago. You know, I think there's a lot of interest in Mary Stuart, sort of a play from London that, well, it's a historical play, you know, about British monarchy. It's also seen as kind of a real cracking show. You know, I think a lot of people are just curious about how all these plays are going to sort themselves out. One play you're hearing a lot about, though, that's actually already closed for the Tonys, though, is the Horton Foote play Dividing the Estate that played on Broadway this winter. Horton Foote just died. He never won a Tony. It is eligible for Best Play. So, you know, some people are wondering if, you know, if this is the year that Horton Foote wins posthumously.
So a good career move, dropping dead in the middle of
I don't know. I mean, yeah. A lot of people really like the play, too, so we'll say that.
What about Guys and Dolls? I mean, that's on the way back, isn't it?
Yep, Guys and Dolls has opened. It's got a really appealing cast with Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Oliver Platt and Craig Bierko. And it's, you know, it's a very entertaining show. The reviews were really mixed for it. And, you know, in this kind of economy, reviews become that much more important. You know, being able to put those reviews on the radio, on billboards, newspaper ads. So,
because
you know,
as you said, there is increasing competition. So even within the realm of the Broadway musical revival, you now have both Guys and Dolls and West Side Story competing for your attention.
It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the fellow you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls are back.
You know, we'll see if they can build an audience week after week.
Now, Patrick Healy, theater reporter at the New York Times, you mentioned 43 productions opening during the 2008-2009 season, substantially up from the 2 years before. At a time where money seems to be scarce and banks are not lending and it must be difficult to finance things, why are we seeing so many openings right now? Pat? Seem to have lost Pat. Pat, are you with us? Okay, we seem to have lost our feed from Patrick Healy, the theater reporter of the New York Times. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll actually speak with Joey McNeely, who is responsible for the redone choreography in the revival of West Side Story. That's coming up in just a moment. And then a little bit later on, singer-songwriter Tim Feit will play some of his songs live here in our studio in a rather unconventional way. Hope you'll stay with us for that later on Soundcheck.